Now, the next two brachas I would like to do together, those are the brachas of Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura and Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. What are these brachas referring to? So, Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura, Oizer means to gird, like to put around a belt. That is referring to a person's wearing a belt. That's Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura. Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara is referring, Oiter means Hashem crowns Yisrael B'Sifara, and this is referring to the head covering that a person wears. Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura is the belt, and Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara is the head covering. As is Mavur in the Gemara in Brachas, Taf Samach HaMabez, which talks about the Birchas HaShachar, that the Iker Zman of saying Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura is Ki Osar Himanayim. When a Yid ties his belt, then he should say Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura. And Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara is Ki Paris Sudra Al-Reishe, when he puts the Sudra, which was the head covering in the times of Chazal, when he puts the head covering on his head, so then he says, Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. Toisis over there, in Brachas Taf Samach, says it doesn't mean Dafka Sudr, Hu Adin L'chol Koiva, Hu L'chol Kisui, any head covering, any hat, or head covering, a yarmulke that a person wears, that's then the Iker Zman, that a person should say, Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. So now, these two Brachas, talking about the belt, and talking about the covering of our head, here is the first time in the Brachas HaShachar where we mention Yisrael. All the things that we're thanking Hashem, Pekeach, Evrim, Abish, Amim, we say something that everybody gains from, and we talk in general about the human race. Hashem gives people Pekeach, Evrim, and all the things that the chasadim that Hashem does for each and every person. Here specifically by Yizer Yisrael B'Gvura, Yitay Yisrael B'Sifara, we have twice the mention of Yisrael, Dafka Yidin. And all the Mefarshim here in the Halacha and also in the Gemara come to explain why Dafka, these two brachas, we mention about a Yid. We mention Yisrael, and the Bach and Simon Memvav, and this halacha, when the halacha is brought down in the Torah and in Shulchan Aruch, this din of, in Simon Memvav of saying all the Birchas HaShachar, so the Bach explains, and the Mishnah Berurah brings that other Achronim explain as well, but the Bach says it most clearly and the most barichos, that really all the Birchas HaShachar are thanking Hashem for chasadim that he does, not just to Yidden, but to all of mankind. Hashem is pekeach evrim, he opens up the eyes and gives people the sense of sight. Hashem is mechin mitzadei gover, he makes the footsteps firm that a person is able to walk. That has nothing to do specifically with the Yid. However, when we talk about the belt, and we talk about the head covering, this is something specifically that we're thanking Hashem, specifically of a mitzvah that Hashem gave the Yidden. Because of the great Kedusha, the great level of Kedusha that a Yid has, Hashem gave the Yidden two mitzvahs that a person has to do constantly. A guy can also wear a belt and a head covering. But there's a chiyuv that a Yid has to wear a belt. What we're talking about now, Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura, is that there's a chiyuv that a Yid, for any davar shebikdusha, it says in the Gemara, in Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that for any davar shebikdusha, for any bracha, for any tefillah, a person has to have some sort of belt that it shouldn't be li bay raya es ha'erva, that his lave should not be able to see his erva, so to speak. So what does that mean? That, again, it doesn't have to be a person wearing a belt, but dafka, the place can say any elastic on a person's pants, on a person's undergarments, but there's something separating between the lave of a person, his heart, and his erva. This is the idea that for a davar shebikdusha, the lave, the holy heart of a yid, should not be in contact with the erva, and therefore the yid has a special tzivui more than the goyim. A goy could wear a belt, he could wear elastic, whatever he wants, but a yid has a chiyuv constantly, any time that he's doing a davar shebikdusha, any time he's learning, any time he's saying a bracha, or saying a tefillah, or any davar shebikdusha, he has to be mafsik bein liboy leha erva. So that's one thing, Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura. And Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara is also something specifically for a Yid, that a guy is allowed to wear a hat. If it's very cold, many goyim will wear a hat. But the special tzivui that a Yid is commanded to wear a head covering constantly, that's something that's unique for a Yid. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis, says that the whole idea of wearing a yarmulke is to bring a person to Yiras Shemayim. The Gemara says there that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok's mother used to tell him, make sure to always wear a yarmulke to cover your head. Ki hechi d'tihavi aloch eim sadishmaya. In order that you should have Yerushamayim. Because a yarmulke gives a person Yerushamayim. He remembers what's above him. He remembers that Hashem is there. And Hashem is watching him. Everything that he does. So that brings a person to Yerushamayim. Incidentally, if you look in the Marsha over there in Shabbos, it's mavur in the Marsha, that if a person wears a bigger yarmulke, then it's mesugel for more Yerushamayim. It says there in the Marsha, that if a person has a bigger yarmulke, so then it's an Indian of bigger Yerushamayim. So a person shouldn't dafka try to choose the smallest minimum size yarmulke. The whole point of the yarmulke is for Yiras Shamayim. So the Maharsha says the bigger the better. Al kapanim, the din of wearing a yarmulke is not just an inyan azah that a person should have Yiras Shamayim, but it's actually brought down as a chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch. In Aruch Chaim Simen Beis, right in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Beis Sif Vav, it says beferish that it's usher to walk talar amos begilui harosh. Person can't walk 4 amos with his head uncovered. He has to be wearing a yarmulke. And the Mishnah Berurah says over there in Simen Beis in Sifkat and Yud Aleph that even if a person is not moving, even if he's just sitting in his house, it's usher gomer to be sitting without a yarmulke. Person always has to have a kisui harosh. The Mishnah Berurah brings over there in the name of the Shlah that it's even best to wear yarmulke while sleeping. That might not be so easy, and that he says from the Shlod that that's a Midas Chasidus, but a person should always have a yarmulke in order to remember that Hashem is above him, and that brings a person to Yiras Shamayim. But Al Kapanim, that is a Chiv. And when we say the Bracha, Yizer Yisrael B'Gvura, Yiter Yisrael B'Sifara, we mention specifically over here Yisrael, says the Bach, and other Achreinim as well, that the idea is over here that we're remembering the mitzvah and thanking Hashem for giving us that higher level of Kedusha, that we have a chiyuv to be oizer, to gird ourselves with a belt, to it shouldn't be libo roya sa'erva. We have that high level, high standard of Kedusha. And the same thing, oiter Yisrael b'sifara, that Hashem crowns us b'sifara with the glory and the splendor. What sifara are we talking about? The mitzvah of kisui ha'roish, the mitzvah that we have to cover our heads and wear a yarmulke and always be reminded of Hashem. That's why specifically over here it says Yisrael, because these are brachas that are very specific and unique to a yid. To end off with the lashon of b'sifara, so that's in the next bracha, oiter Yisrael b'sifara, again, oiter Yisrael, as we mentioned, goes on the head covering of a yid, oiter Yisrael, the kisui roish. But what does it mean, b'sifara? Sifara is with splendor, glory, beauty. So what's the sifara? So if you look again in Rabbeinu Manoach, over there in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek Zayin, here it's in Halacha Dalet, where he talks about the bracha of Oter Yisrael b'sifara, Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. Rabbeinu Manoach simply says that the kisui haroish, the head covering, that a yid is supposed to wear, hu tiferes ha'ish, that is the beauty and the splendor of a man. When a yid wears something on his head, and it's representing that the Shechina is above him, that is something that is the most beautiful thing and the most glorious thing that a yid could wear. So Oter Yisrael, Hashem gives us the mitzvah to cover our head b'sifara, in a way of splendor, in a way of glory, because that beautiful kisui haroish, which represents such hecher and yonim, that it's giving us Yiras Shamayim and reminding us that the Shechina is always there watching, that itself is b'sifara, that itself is with great splendor and great beauty. However, there are makairas that the tefara that we're saying over here, the pe'er, the splendor that we're referring to over here, is not just the teferis of a beautiful yarmulke, and the teferis of the hat, the kisui haroish that a person wears. There are makayos that this is referring to the tefillin. Not sure if you're familiar with this, but Oter Yisrael b'sifara, it's mevur in some rishonim, that the sifara that we're referring to here is the tefillin shel roish. What am I referring to? The tour in Aruch Chaim Simen Chaf Hei brings that his father, the Rosh, used to wait to put on tefillin. He used to say all the brichas hashachar without his tefillin on. And then he would put on his tefillin right after Oter Yisrael b'gvura, and right after he would have his tefillin on, then he would start saying Oter Yisrael b'sifara, because tifara is referring to tefillin. The pasuk in Yecheskel mentions that tefillin is called pe'er. Pasuk in Yecheskel, kapitul chav dalet, pasuk yud zayin, says pe'ercho chavoy shalecha, and that's referring to the tefillin. Tefillin is called pe'er over there. We learn out from there that in Avel, his first day of Avelus, should not wear tefillin, because he's not supposed to wear pe'er. Gemara Ksubis, Tavav Amebeit, and other places also. Al Kapanim, that from that pasuk we see that tefillin is called pe'er. So when we say Oiter Yisrael b'sifara, the Rosh understood that tefara that Hashem crowned us with was the tefillin shel roish, and therefore he would put on the tefillin dafka right before that bracha. Lamaisa, and that din in Shulchan Aruch, that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simcha Fei as well, that the Rosh used to do this, but the Mishnah Berurah over there in Simcha Fei, Sifkat and Yud Gimel, brings down from the Malbim that's not our minute. The Malbim has a Sefer on Aruch Chaim called Atzos HaChaim, and the Malbim, incidentally, was the Rav in the same city as the Aksav HaKabbalah, which we mentioned earlier. He was the Rav right after the Aksav HaKabbalah. Al Kapanim, the Malbim in Atzos HaChaim says over there, Ein Zemen Hagenu. Our minig is not to do like the Rosh. Our minig is to put on tefillin in the beginning of davening. We don't wait to put on tefillin till before Oiter Yisrael B'Sifar. However, the Mishnah Berurah says over there Again, Simcha Feis of Katan Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says that Ra'isi Medaktikim, I did see many people that are Medaktik, that even though they don't put on their tefillin right before then, but they should touch the tefillin by Yoter Yisrael B'Sefarah. And that is Takaro Minik, that you should touch. When you say Yoter Yisrael B'Sefarah, you should be Mamashmesh with the tefillin and then kiss your hand. The Svarim say, after you touch the tefillin, you touch your tefillin Shal Yad and the tefillin Shal Rosh. And the main thing is to touch the tefillin shel roish, because that is called the tifara. But any time that we touch the tefillin shel roish, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to touch first the tefillin shel yad. That's a din brought down somewhere else in Simchav Ches, Sif Aleph, that any time that a person touches the tefillin shel roish, he should touch the tefillin shel yad first. And the Mishnah Berurah says over there, in Sif Katan Gimel, that the reason is because ein mavir al ha-mitzvahs. You're not supposed to pass over a mitzvah. So when you're touching, when you move your hand and you touch the shel roish, you're passing the tefillin shel yad along the way. So you should also touch the tefillin shel yad. The makor of the Mishnah Berurah is a Tosis in Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, but we won't get into that. But Tosis in Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, says this, the gabe touching tefillin itself, that any time you touch the tefillin shel roish, you should first touch the tefillin shel yad. Al kapanam, we see from the fact that you're supposed to touch the tefillin by Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara, and surely from the Rosh, who put on his tefillin right before that, that the tefara over here that we're referring to when we say that Hashem crowned us with the tefara is the tefara, the teferis, the glory of the tefillin shel roish. So just again, to summarize briefly, Oizei Yisrael b'gvura, Oizei Yisrael b'sifara. Oizei Yisrael b'gvura is referring to the fact that Hashem girded us with this mitzvah to put on a belt, the idea being that we're mafsik between the lev and the erva. That is the mitzvah Oizei Yisrael dafka. You didn't have to do this because we're on a higher level of kedusha, and this does not apply by goyim. And b'gvura, this is the strength that the Ksava Kabbalah teaches us, that that's the strength that Hashem gives us, that inner spiritual strength that Hashem gives us in order to help us conquer the biggest battle of all, the Muhammad of the Yetzirah. And then Oiter Yisrael b'sifara, Hashem crowns us with the tifara, with the idea of the kisui arayish, first of all, the actual mitzvah to always have a constant head covering to remind us of the Yerushalayim that a person has to always have. A man has it with his yarmulke, a woman has it with the covering her hair, with a sheitel or a tichel, but that's the Oiter Yisrael b'sifara, and that itself is splendid, that's the glory of a Yid when he has his head covering, as Rabbeinu Menachem says. And the other pshat in Oiter Yisrael b'sifara is not necessarily referring to the head covering that a person is mechuyev to wear at all times, but specifically to the pe'er of tefillin, as the Rosh learns, Oiter Yisrael b'sifara, Hashem crowned us with the pe'er, with the splendor of the tefillin shel roish, which is the beautiful mitzvah, and that a person should therefore, even though our minig is to put on tefillin in the beginning of davening, but we should touch our tefillin shel yad, and then our tefillin shel roish, when we say Oiter Yisrael b'sifara, for that pshat as well, that the tefara that we're referring to when we say this bracha is the pe'er of the mitzvah of the tefillin shel roish.